Three, two, one. Good morning, people, and happy summer solstice, the official first day of summer. Well, folks, this is your Cosmic Curator with Look at the Stars for today, June 20th, and the days ahead. Now, the day begins with the moon in Leo, the fixed fire sign symbolized by the king of the jungle. It's a day that could make a lot of noise with that lion screaming. But the big celestial story is the solstice. We are at that point in time and space where the sun, the center of the solar system, the self-effulgent light that illuminates everything and whose gravitational pull causes the Earth and the other planets to orbit around it, appears to stand still in the sky. Now, the solstice delivers the longest day here in the Northern Hemisphere. In Alaska, it stays light for 19 hours. Here in down east Maine, well, we have 15 hours and 36 minutes of sunlight. Now, the solstice is a big deal. It's a balancing of the electromagnetic energies. People often feel an extra kick with more energy to do things, a lot more energy. That's great, but don't overdo it. Now, the ancient sages noted that the days around the solstice can be wild. And wild they went, with dancing and revelry, you know, bonfires, passion, beach blanket, bingo. Just pay attention to the need for rest and reflection. It's not all about acceleration. Now, native tribes use this period to get their visions. That's not a bad idea. Their visions were the intentions that they would focus on for the future. It's a seriously powerful psychic time if you turn inward. So much can be heard in stillness or seen when you close your eyes. That's a paraphrase from the French painter Gauguin, who said if he wanted to see something, he closed his eyes. Anyway, this day also sees the planet Mars moving on into Taurus, the fixed Earth sign ruled by Venus. Now, Mars is debilitated in Taurus. The fire planet expresses its energies here in a slow, earthy way because this is a territory of Venus. Now, Mars has a habit of stirring things up in whatever sign it's in. So for Mars and Taurus, it's an opportunity to stir things up with issues around food, money, and stability. You know, the things that make you feel secure, like your binky. Now, Mars remains in Taurus until early August. Watch for slow-building tensions that finally pop, especially in matters of money and resources around families and partnerships. So, half the year is behind you. Do I need to say that again? Half the year is behind you. So, reset, rebalance. The juju of the solstice can be intense. So, beware of what you eat that might accentuate that intensity, you know, like cool the stimulants and get the rest you need. Yoga and meditation always help if you're into that. So there. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. Happy first day of summer. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. Always wear sunblock. No. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here in WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WER.org or their great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.